Hello everyone, welcome back. We have had an overview of neurotransmission in the central nervous system. And now it's the perfect time to open up the chapters, namely the neurotransmitters. Of course, there are many pure neurotransmitters in the central nervous system, while some are mixed. With the term mixed, I mean neurotransmitters are in central nervous system as well as they are in the periphery. So today, I will pick up serotonin, that is 5-HT, the full form being 5-hydroxytryptamine, for our point of study. And we will begin the description of serotonin, initially from the historical viewpoints and then about its synthesis. Welcome all to Is Pharmacology Difficult podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Radhika Vijay, MBBS, MD, Pharmacology, and this is the Audio Hub to get the best simplified basic tips, strategies, methods, and lots of ideas to learn better, understand better, and make your concepts crystal clear. If you really find, and if there's a question hovering in your minds, is pharmacology difficult? Lend your ears for a while and let in the magic of knowledge. Now, to begin with, I just have a brief outline of the topic. It goes something like, we need to comprehend that both dopamine, abbreviated as capital DA, and serotonin, abbreviated as 5-HT, that is 5-hydroxytryptamine, both are the neurotransmitters in the central nervous system as well as the periphery. As far as the serotonin is concerned, its maximum concentration is attained in the central nervous system, but most of it is located in the periphery. Like it is located in the enterochromaffin cells in the gut, it is located in the platelet storage cells, and same is the case with the dopamine. Can you guess the number of receptors of dopamine and serotonin? Well, around for dopamine there are 5 and around for serotonin there are 14. So far have been discovered and classified. Now, discovery of the numerous receptors for both dopamine and serotonin, they have prompted the development of the selective drugs both synthetically as well as naturally. Now is the time that we should peep into the historical viewpoint. So peeping into the history around in 1930s, the researcher named Vittorio Erspamer deeply studied the enterochromaffin cells. He stained them with indoles and discovered their highest concentration in gut, followed by the platelets and then the central nervous system. Now, another scientist, Irving Page et al., while studying in the Cleveland Clinic, discovered an isolated chemical produced by the platelets in the process of the blood clotting. Now, this was a vasoconstrictor substance, and Page called it serotonin, while it was chemically same to the enteramine of Erspamer. So, Erspamer called it enteramine, while Page called it serotonin, and they were both chemically what? Absolutely 5-HT, that is 5-hydroxytryptamine. Betty Warog, that's the name of another scientist, proved the presence of 5-hydroxytryptamine in brain in around 1950s. And how was it proved? The decline in the concentration of 5-hydroxytryptamine was connected to the reserpine administration, and this further confirmed the presence of 5-HT in the brain or the central nervous system. Now is the apt time that we should talk about the synthesis of 5-hydroxytryptamine, that is serotonin. How does it begin? Well, you can imagine a flow chart. It all begins from the tryptophan amino acid. Then further it goes two-way pathway. There is a transporter, that is L-type amino acid transporter 1, and it is abbreviated as capital LAT1 transporter. Now this LAT1 transporter, it transports the tryptophan into the brain. And mind it, there are many competitors on this transporter, which affect the concentration of tryptophan that is being transported into the brain. So when the competition is much, less tryptophan is transported, and when the competition is less, more of tryptophan is being transported. Tryptophan hydroxylase 1, that is capital TPH1, it's a mixed function oxidase. It requires molecular oxygen, and it also requires reduced pteridine cofactor for its activity. I'm sure you are holding your pen and papers and making a kind of a flow chart to mark the synthesis of 5-hydroxytryptamine in the two-way pathway. Now this TPH1, which is a mixed function oxidase, is actually a rate limiting step or enzyme. Its isoform in the brain is TPH2. Now this TPH2 in the brain converts into 5-hydroxytryptamine in the brain. I'm sure you're getting it. Now 5-hydroxytryptamine, what are its properties? It cannot cross the blood-brain barrier. So its local synthesis inside the brain is actually a must for the activity. I hope you got it clear and crystal clear. Now, the concentration of TPH2, capital TPH2, it directly influences the synthesis and the concentration of 5-hydroxytryptamine in the brain. So, that is one aspect. Coming over to the next point, L5-hydroxytryptamine, it requires L-amino acid decarboxylase. That is abbreviated as L-AADC. And with the help of this L-AADC, that is L-amino acid decarboxylase, the L5-HT converts into 5-HT. Now this 5-hydroxytryptamine formed from the L5-HT is transported by the vesicular monoamine transporter 2, that is abbreviated as capital VMAT, VMAT2. And where it is transported? It is transported into the secretory granules. So I hope you got this whole step. From L5-HT, we are getting 5-HT in the presence of LAADC. Now this 5-HT with the help of VMAT2 is transported into the secretory granules. Now one thing we need to know, that reserpine depletes the vesicular 5-HT. And how does it do it? It does it by inhibiting capital VMAT2. Reserpine can inhibit vesicular monoamine transporter 2, and it can deplete the vesicular 5-HT by doing so. That is one thing you need to know. That is what is the importance and the function of reserpine here. Now from the granules of the serotonergic neurons, via the exocytosis process, the 5-hydroxytryptamine is released. Now we have known about the release. After the release, I'm sure you remember, what is the next step? Termination of action. So any guesses how the termination of action of 5-hydroxytryptamine occurs? Well, there are two steps, either of which can terminate the action of 5-hydroxytryptamine. The first type of termination of 5-HT is by the neuronal uptake. And this neuronal uptake occurs by the serotonin transporter, that is capital SERT. Now where is this capital SERT or serotonin transporter? It is found locally in the axon terminals. And the second step, which actually is responsible for the termination of action of 5-HT, is the degradation by the monoamine oxidase A, that is M, capital MAOA. Now, before I actually conclude the whole episode, I want to give you a very interesting knowledge bite, that is the SERT, that is serotonin transporter. It can be inhibited by drugs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, that is abbreviated as SSRIs. I'm sure you might have known about these drugs, SSRIs. They are the drug of choice for depression nowadays and also for mood disorders. So they can actually inhibit the capital SERT. So with this interesting knowledge bite, we gonna wind up today's episode, and we gonna begin the next episode with the process of metabolism of 5-HT, that is serotonin, and we're gonna study further the pathways and about the receptors of serotonin types. For all the updates and latest episodes of my podcast, do visit www.isfarmecologydifficult.com, where you can also sign up for a free monthly e-newsletter of mine, that is Pharmacology Further e-newsletter. Now, for your kind information and update, I should tell you that January edition of Pharmacology Further e-newsletter was out yesterday, so you can catch up to it with the link given in the show notes. In the newsletter, you can find a lot of updates about the medical sciences, drug information updates, and my podcast updates also. There are many sections like simple and sparkling off-the-cuff talks, Rajanbiz writing desk, from my classroom, medical updates, etc. You can follow me on different social media like Twitter, Insta, Facebook, and LinkedIn. They all are with the same name, is Pharmacology Difficult. If you're listening for the first time, don't forget to subscribe and follow on whatever platform you are consuming this episode. Stay tuned. Do rate and review on iTunes, Apple Podcast. Stay safe, stay happy, stay enlightened. Thank you.